See? That's why I don't do LFR anymore. I don't know why you insist we keep trying it. These people have absolutely no idea what they're doing. This shit's so easy, you basically can't lose unless the healer goes on a suicide mission and aggroes 3 packs of mobs. And they manage to do exactly that. I know the guild is a little dead lately because everyone's on vacation for the summer. But holy shit, I'd rather do duels as a holy priest all day than this. Okay, you're right. I'll try to hold back on the salt just for today, because it's a special day. Yeah, I'll be heading to the airport in an hour or so. I probably need to finish packing my stuff, but do you mind if I say a little something first? It's still hard to believe we'll finally meet. I mean, we talk on voice and play together almost every day, and we have for years. Sometimes I forget you're a real person, if that makes sense. It probably doesn't, and it sounds really weird now that I think about it, but I hope you get it. No, I'm not nervous. Why would you say that? I don't know why I would be nervous meeting a dork like you. Hey, I told you to stop calling me a tsundere. Ugh. Anyway, I need to leave now. I'm really looking forward to seeing you. Bye. Okay, so how should I do this? Hi, long time no see. Wait, I've never seen them before. That doesn't make sense. It's good to see you. No, too generic. Maybe... Oh! You're already here. Hi. You look a little different in person, you know? No, it's not different bad. It's just... nothing. Just forget it. Come on, you big dork. Give me a hug. I guess you're a real person after all. Who would have guessed? Okay, I know I might not be making a lot of sense. It's probably because the trip got me super tired. The flight got delayed a lot, and I really need to chill for a while. Can I come in now? Thank you. Hey, you always told me how your place is a mess, but it looks pretty clean and comfy, actually. Or did you clean and organize everything just for me? How cute. Just kidding. No, I'm not. No, I'm not hungry. I went to a restaurant before coming here, but thank you. I would definitely like to take a good shower, though. By the way, would you mind if I wear pajamas here? I hope you don't, because I'm used to wearing nothing but my comfy clothes all day. Great, I'll be right back then. Oh god, that's so much better. I think I would die if I had to wear jeans for any longer. So, what do you want to do now? Watch something, maybe? I don't know, I'm happy as long as I'm spending time with you, to be honest. Yeah, of course I do. Stop looking at me like that! You're... my best friend. No, there's nothing wrong. Here, let's lie down and find something to watch, okay? If I ask you something, do you promise you're not gonna think I'm weird? Okay. Can we... maybe cuddle? I mean, look how far I would travel just to see you. I think I deserve some cuddles. Really? You're fine with it? Wow, that was easier than I expected. Here, I'll snuggle up to you. Just put your arms around me. Stop! No, I'm not smiling. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm smiling like a child looking at ice cream, aren't I? Damn, why does it have to be so hard to hide it now that I have you close to me? I was afraid that if I told you this, it might ruin our time together. But I've spent so many years thinking about it, and I really just need to say it before I explode or something. And I think I already made it super obvious anyway. Come on, come on, you've been preparing for this for months. You can do this. No, I didn't say anything. Do you remember the first time we met in game? Way back in Wrath, in that boat going to Northrend. I still remember everything about that moment. The music, the zone, the silly message you sent me asking if I wanted to party up. Who would have guessed that something so small would end up with us founding a guild together and becoming best friends? And then we did so many things together during all of those years. We raided together, leveled so many characters together, complained about the stupid changes the devs made to the game together. But as time went on, the game itself became the least important part. What I looked forward to every single day was just spending time with you. Not just in the game. We spent a lot of time chatting online, just the two of us. Whenever I had a problem, you were eager to help me out, and you'd make me feel so important and safe in a way no one I knew for real ever did. What I'm trying to say is, all of those moments with you are so important to me because you are important to me. You didn't only make the game more fun to me, you made my life more fun and brighter for me too. You know I'm not very good at socializing. I barely leave my house on most days, and I spend most of my time just feeling lonely. But every time I see the little chat notification saying you're online and ask if I want a voice chat, I feel so happy, and I get so many butterflies in my stomach. I even left my comfort zone and traveled all the way here just to see you. Even a couple of years ago, and I would have thought that was impossible. And now that I'm so close to you, it feels like my heart is going to burst. For as much as I love to be your guildie and your friend, I want us to be more. I want this more than I've ever wanted anything. I'll understand, though, if you can't think of me in this way. You don't have to feel the same, I promise. If you turn me down, I'll just pretend this never happened, and we can still enjoy this week, and we have together as friends. But, after all this rambling, I guess I needed to ask the question. Do you want to be the Malfurion to my Tyrande? I didn't expect you to. Do you know how long I've wanted this? I spent so many nights after you went to sleep thinking about how it felt being your arms. Exactly like this. And I never thought it would actually happen. It was all just a distant dream. Really? God, I can't believe we've both been waiting for so long if we always had feelings for each other. We could have been doing this so much sooner. And when people in the guild chat told us we were going to be a couple one day, we both denied it to the last. I guess we're both Sundaries after all. Call you mine now? For real? You know, you're the first person I've ever kissed. I'm a little lost on what I should do, but damn, this feels so good. Do you like it too? If you're happy, baby, I'm happy. Can I call you baby? I'm so glad. You know, this all feels to me like an emerald dream come true. I'm sorry, do you know how long I wanted to make that joke? See, I can be the biggest dork ever around you, and you still look at me like I'm the best girl in the world. You don't know how happy that makes me. I'll snuggle up to you closer, okay? You know, now that I'm not afraid, you'll think I'm a creep anymore. I'm still so tired from the trip. Maybe we can think about the best way to spend the time we have tomorrow. Now I just want to be close to you and rest. I know we only have a week together, but let's not think about it that way. We should make this the best week ever. I'm sure it will be, as long as I'm with you. Keep holding me like this, and let me fall asleep in your arms. That's everything I ever wanted. Good night, big dork.